KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning, for truly God is great, and yes, He's so greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory, which is due your name. Father God, we invite your presence on this broadcast on this morning. God, we can't do nothing without you, but with you, we can do all things. God, we say yes to your will and yes to your way. Spirit of the living God, continue to feed us with wisdom, knowledge, revelation, but most of all, understanding of your word. We say yes to your will, O God. Father God, whatever you have to do, O God, Lord, we know that it would be done according to your will. And we want to say thank you. And we give you all the glory and honor. We'll just do your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn it to 1 Kings, the 19th chapter and the 3rd verse. That's 1 Kings, 19th chapter and 3rd verse. And it reads, "And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic on today is faith or feeling. You see, Elijah bearing Jezebel's threat, it says, arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. So we're going to look at a more detailed breakdown. We're going to look at the context. The context is after Elijah's victory over the Baal prophets on Mount Carmel, which is in 1 Kings 18 chapter, King Ahab informs Jezebel about Elijah's actions, including the slaying of the Baal prophets. So here is Jezebel's threat. Jezebel, angered by Elijah's actions, sends a messenger to him with a death threat, vowing to make his life as miserable as those of the prophets she had just killed. So here is Elijah's response. He was terrified by Jezebel's threat. Elijah flees for his life, traveling to Beersheba, which was the territory of Judah, a region outside of Jezebel's control. Leaving his servant, Elijah leaves his servant in Beersheba and continues his journey into the wilderness. So the significance of this event highlights Elijah's vulnerability and the power of Jezebel's influence, as well as Elijah's subsequent descent into despair and his encounter with God in the wilderness. So in 1 Kings 18, the prophet Elijah had just called down fire from heaven and destroyed all the prophets of Baal. It was a huge, dramatic victory. Yes, it was. So you can imagine the excitement, the high that he was on. But when Queen Jezebel heard about it, she threatened to kill him. And so Elijah was so terrified until he fled for his life. He didn't think about nobody else except himself, because he didn't want to have a run-in with her. But when he finally stopped to rest, he was so discouraged that he wanted to die. People of God, he let his feelings rule and tell him he was finished, when in fact his impact was still in front of him. You see, God was about to have Elijah to mentor Elisha, who would do twice as many miracles as him. People of God, sometimes we allow our emotions to get in the way, our feelings to get in the way. Emotions are great when they are working for us, but they can change in a minute. You can be up one day, you can be feeling so high, encouraged, ready to take on the world, and in the next second, you can go right back down, feeling in a pit of despair. But if you're depending on feelings to determine your mood, your faith, or your belief, you will live up and down, just like a roller coaster. One day you're up, the next day you're down. People of God, don't let them dictate your life. Do not allow how you feel to dictate your life. Do not allow your mood swings to dictate your life. Don't live worried over that illness. Don't stress out over that job. Or don't feel guilty over past mistakes. Let me tell you something. God has you in the palm of his hands. You cannot allow your feelings to override your faith in God. Because the Bible says faith without works is dead. You either going to believe God or you're not going to believe him. And let me tell you something. You can get so consumed by your feelings, you will actually think that it is faith. Oh, y'all better catch this. You will be thinking you is moving in faith when you actually moving in how you feel. And when you move on how you feel, that's when disappointment will come, because you will have a smooth sailing for just a minute, and when you realize, no, I moved too quick. I should have waited it out. I shouldn't have said what I said. I should have waited. I shouldn't have reacted on how they treated me. I should have waited. I should not have gotten in the way of the situation. I should have put my faith in God. Sometimes we think that, come on here somebody, that God is taking too long. When all in essence, God is waiting on us to get in the position to believe him that, hey, he is going to do it. Because let me tell you something, people of God. God does not move in doubt. You're either going to believe him or you're not going to believe him. You're either going to walk by faith and not by sight, or you're either going to walk by how you feel, relying on the outcome of how you feel. Feelings and faith are two different things, because when they come together, they collide. Come on here, somebody. So if you walk by faith and not by sight, you will come to the point to where I am solely dependent on God. on what he say. I may not see it, but I'm trusting in him. Okay, God, you told me to step out on faith. If you told me to, I know you're going to meet the need, and I know you're going to carry me through this because I'm walking by faith, because I don't see what lies ahead. In my own natural eye, I see that I can't do it. By the natural eye, by my own senses. But if God told me to do it, I'm going to walk by faith. And see, God has to honor his word. He's going to have to answer the promise that he told me to walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that once I get there, everything that he said that is going to be there is going to be there for me. Why? Because I trusted him. I trusted him. And I didn't go on how I feel. Oh, I can't do it because of the fact I'm going to mess it up, or I haven't built myself up yet to walk by faith. That's good, because at least you're being honest with God. God loves honesty. Come on here, somebody. You can't hide nothing from God. Come on here. You cannot. He knows all things. He even knows the very number of hairs on your head. He knows everything about you. He already knows what is to come, what you're going to do, what you're going to say, whether you're going to move by faith or you move by your feelings. My God, to thee. Because God had to deal with me. He said, I need you to drop this independency you have. Come on here, somebody. I'm being transparent. And I want you to lean more on me. And I want you to trust more in me. And I had to go back and do a self-inventory on me. And I had to repent and say, God, deal with me. Because there's some things that transpired and came up in me until God had to take it out. And there's nothing wrong with that. When you come back to God and you tell God, I've lost my way. I've lost my way on this faith journey. Help me to get back on the right road. Because I cannot help nobody else if I don't have myself together. God got to deal with the messenger first before I can deliver the message. Faith or fear? See, this would happen to Elijah. He got scared and he ran from Jezebel. But once he realized, he got discouraged. Right then and there, he lost his faith in God. Come on here, somebody. Ooh, how you did you shy? So don't you live worthy? Worried about anything? Don't you stress out on nothing? Or don't you feel guilty about anything, even your past mistakes? God has you in the palm of his hands. And I'm here to tell you on today, put your hope back in the Lord. Let us pray. Father, thank you.